share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Following the controversial Hijrah Diary homosexuality app by the Department of Islamic Development Malaysia, JAKIM, being removed from the Google Play Store, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Religious Affairs, Datuk Idris Ahmad had yesterday instructed for JAKIM to liaise with the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC, for clarification and further action. The app, which was developed by JAKIM in collaboration with Yayasan Itaimam Malaysia, is aimed to save the LGBTQ among Muslims, have drew criticism from many quarters, including getting some pretty bad publicity from publications overseas. These include articles from UK-based newspapers The Guardian and The Independent, among others. As we've reported previously, the controversial app included an e-book that referred to a real-life experience of a homosexual man who has since repented and left the LGBTQ world, as well as videos on lectures about LGBTQ, feedback, prayers and papers regarding the view of the LGBTQ from Islam's perspective. Speaking of the app's removal from the Play Store, the Religious Affairs Minister said that it is very unfortunate that an application to help people return to their nature was denied by certain groups. Furthermore, Idris, who is also a Dewan Negara senator from PAH, was quoted by national news agency Bernama of asserting, "There are many other applications that lead to immorality which increasingly damaging the souls of Muslims and young people. This is our big challenge, and let's face it together." Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Religious Affairs, Datuk Idris Ahmad. What do you guys think of the whole situation? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, JAKIM's Hijrah Diary app to save the LGBTQ among Muslims removed from Google's Play Store. Source: JAKIM, Facebook. Source: Haraka Daily. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.